The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 26 April 2017. And I'm going to go deep down the rabbit hole in a few minutes here. But posted over at the American Thinker by Lisa K. Donner, talking about the Bundy verdict, the government and American justice. She writes that perhaps it's not too much to say there is no other event in America today more polarizing than the standoff at Bunkerville. Liberty-minded folks who wish to dial back the reach of power of the federal government see Bunkerville as a touchstone. Others, however, see the case of the United States versus Clive and Bundy et al. As a bunch of vigilantes and law-breaking cowboys out to make their own rules and ignore those the rest must follow. Yesterday, a jury in the first of several trials reached a partial verdict regarding six men who joined Mr. Bundy in his fight against the federal authorities in the 2014 standoff. Each defendant faced 10 charges, including obstruction, extortion, weapons violations, threatening and assaulting a federal officer, and conspiracy. Prosecuted in a case where Eric Parker, Scott Drexler, Todd Engel, Stephen Stewart, who are all from Idaho, while Richard Loveline hails from Oklahoma, Greg Burleson, a defendant who was also named during the trial as a longtime government informant, is from Phoenix, Arizona. Amid a heavy media and law enforcement presence outside the courtroom, notice you did not see any of this on your news, now did you? Nope, nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. The following verdicts were made public, according to reporter Jenny Wilson of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Greg Burleson, former FBI informant, is guilty of 8 counts, but not of conspiracy charges. Todd Engel was found guilty on 2 charges, obstruction of justice and interstate travel to aid extortion. And the jury is hung on the rest. Federal Judge Gloria Navarro has reportedly sent the jury back to deliberate further on the other accounts. At its core, the story is about land rights, ownership, and power. It is a long, complicated, and winding tale that began back in 1989 over a desert tortoise. Designated as an endangered species, the Bureau of Land Management designated hundreds of thousands of acres of federal land for conservation, as reported by the Washington Post. This did not sit well with the Clive and Bundy, whose family's homestead, they homesteaded this ranch, by the way, they started it back in 1877, and called the move a government land grab. As well, others were upset and felt the heavy hand of the federal government on their backs, but it was Mr. Bundy who ultimately became the unmovable object that had ignited a militia of freedom fighters out to stop the U.S. government. Thus, the existential questions. What happens when an unstoppable object collides with an immovable object? Became a reality as armed citizens' resistance met up with armed federal officials in April of 2014. and the standoff at Bunkerville ensued. Observers of the event say it was nothing short of astonishing that nobody was killed. Though the standoff ended without fatalities, the legal battle has just begun. The U.S. government wields an enormous amount of power that is nothing with which to be trifled with. Weapons may have been put down, but sides were drawn up, with the first of several controversial court cases coming to an end yesterday. Freedom fighters who stand with Mr. Bundy are labeled fringe conspiracy theorists, the likes of which critics say harken back to places like Ruby Ridge and Waco. On the other side stand the federal officials armed with the law and the sheer force of power of the U.S. government. Some see it as a classic David versus Goliath. Others see it as a case of vigilantes trying to get his way. The complexity of the case came to a head in Las Vegas courtroom, where witnesses to the proceeding cried foul, citing prosecutorial and judicial misconduct. One courtroom observer was removed from the proceedings, crying, "Treason, treason." Indeed, there seemed to be legitimate concerns of just how the trial was conducted and if lawyers for the accused were truly able to mount a reasonable defense on behalf of the six men involved in the first Bundy trial. Arthur Kitt Perez recently captured the spirit of the debate when she wrote this: "The real story here isn't about grazing fees, taxes, ranches, or anything else. At this point, the story is that the vengeful federal government, forced to back down from the illegal, unconstitutional, and immoral activities, decided to seek vengeance in a courtroom against the people who had the guts to stand and say no. If that's not a government out of control, what is?" Increasingly, many across the country view the authority, jurisdiction, and the sovereignty of the government as oppressive. They do not plan to suffer it or surrender what they believe to be their God-given rights. Their defiance will continue to develop into confrontation. Their struggle and resistance will persist unabated. Today's verdict will do nothing to stop it and may indeed do much to propel it forward. If this does amount to a metaphorical David and Goliath story, it seems Goliath has won the first battle. But the question remains, who will win the next campaign in a war that is not likely to end anytime soon? And I'm in complete agreement with that. Ammon Bundy asked the question, why are you cowards? Why are you cowering? And I've been giving this a lot of thought, and he is exactly right. Folks, survey that battlefield that we find ourselves on right now. Take a good look at it. And understand how far the enemy of a constitutional republic and free thought, and might I add freedom, individual freedom, look where it has gone. And here's the irony to all of this. Yes, they're on the school boards. Yes, they're in your city councils. Yes, they're in your county council. Yes, they're in our state legislatures. Yes, they're in the federal government. All over the place. This is all true. But what we have not done as a people, and these are relatively small control groups I'm talking about, we're overwhelmingly, we outnumber them, what, 100 to 1, 1,000 to 1? I don't even know, but I know that we outnumber them. And it's time that we start standing and doing what a 2-year-old, the first word that they learn, is the word no. Would you imagine being outnumbered 1,000 to 1 and all the voices don't have to be raised above a bare whisper saying no, no, no? We have it in our power, ladies and gentlemen, to start to put a stop to this. And too many people hedge their bets on Donald J. Trump being president of the United States. Wouldn't it have been nice if he stuck with all of his campaign promises? Wouldn't it have been nice if he would have had true Americans, patriotic people, in his cabinet? Wouldn't it have been great? Even if the guy had to go to one of these bunkers and be guarded by his own hand-picked guards They would have had to have dropped an atomic bomb on him to get rid of him. President of the United States, yeah, although constitutionally he's limited, it's one hell of a bully pulpit. It's one heck of a platform. And instead we find more Zionists surrounding him. As I said the other day, more Zionists in the Trump cabinet. I think that they got Jews in Israel. And that is true. So I'm going to kind of go down the rabbit hole here today. And I'm going to, for those that really want to find out what's going on, this is the place to do it, folks. As soon as I get my computer to cooperate here. Here we go. Caller? Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred. I didn't open up the phones, but since you're here.
Hello, John. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, did you hear me?
Yeah, well, not at first. I didn't. Hey, I'm in a good mood. And, John, I do have a sense of humor. But this is pretty serious. And I have a suggestion for the solution to our problem. But I want to bring up the negatives first. May I?
Go ahead, Fred.
Okay. Our economy, United States, is based on a military-industrial complex. In other words, a war economy. If I got my figures right, and they could be incorrect, but even if they were way off, either way, we would understand. The way I hear that our military-industrial complex, our war machine, is as large as the 50 next largest 50 corporations in the United States. Well, that could be incorrect. All right. Or it's greater than the 50 top countries, or take the bottom countries, of their gross domestic product. So, therefore, we have a problem there with our money and an extra potato in our soup and jobs and everything. Now, everybody talks about calling or doing something or having guts to do it. And I tell you the truth, I don't hardly make any calls to the government. But I got this idea from a gal that called in a few shows back. If it requires numbers, and it doesn't require a great deal of guts or courage, but if we, the callers like on RBN and Alex Jones and any of the alternative media, get this message out that we call the president or whatever the comment lines, whatever it is, call the president, call our U.S. senators and congressmen, call our state senators and congressmen, and say no to war. Stop the wars. We don't want no more wars. Well, you don't have to be brave. You don't have to stand like at the Bundy Ranch with guns pointed at you. You can sit on your arse in the comfort of your own home and make that phone call. Now, Bush come up with this one to really scare you.
Well, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists.
Well, we could say if you're not with us, you're with the warmongers. So my suggestion is that people call the dog catcher, their city councilmen, their state senators and congressmen, their U.S. senators and congressmen, the president, next door neighbor or whatever, and you don't have to have a gun in your hand. You don't have to be a brave person, but, you know, they know your numbers when we call in. They know that. So it might be a little scary for people, but that's the suggestion I have, and I know it requires numbers. It would be nice if it was 1 million people. It would be nice if it was 100,000 people. Maybe we could manage that. And that's guess and I give until I hear something to the contrary. I'm going to get it out on the air as much as I can. And if you want to make a comment, I'll get the hell out of the way.
No, Fred, this is the most you've talked since you've been calling into the show. I think that is quite sufficient. Just let me add this, that there is a bill in Congress, the 115th Congress, H.R. 608, to stop arming terrorists act. And this was put together by Representative Gabbard and Tulsi out of Hawaii, of which I'm going to read for you right now. And you can listen to it off air. Thank you, Fred, for your call. This bill prohibits the use of the federal agency funds to provide covered assistance to A, Al-Qaeda, Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, the Islamic State or of Iraq, and the Levant or ISIL, or any other individual or group that is affiliated with, associated with, cooperating with, or adherence to such groups. B, the government of any country that the Office of the Director of the National Intelligence, or the ODNI, determines has, within the most recent 12 months, provided covered assistance to such groups or individuals. And ladies and gentlemen, where this bill is coming from is because the rest of the damn planet knows that Assad wasn't gassing his own people. And apparently there are some people within our own Congress that don't want to see another nation toppled in the Middle East. Now, the covered assistance in this bill is defined as defense articles, defense services, training or logistical support, or any other military assistance provided by grant, loan, credit transfer, or cash sales, intelligence sharing, or cash assistance. The ODNI shall make, within 90 days after this bill's enactment, initial determinations about such countries and about whether an individual or group is or has been, within the most recent 12 months, affiliated with, associated with, cooperating with, or an adherent to Al-Qaeda, Jihad, Fatah, al-Sham, or ISIL, or as the Jews called it initially, ISIS. Review and make subsequent determinations regarding such countries, groups, or individuals every 6 months in consultation with specified congressional committees. Brief such committees on each determination and brief such committees or any other country, individual, or group that the ODNI considered but did not make that determination that the country provided covered assistance to, or that the group or individuals is affiliated with the association, and again, Al-Qaeda and all that other stuff. Now, that's all fine and dandy. But I have a funny feeling that this bill will die in Congress, just like the bill that they have brought out to audit the Federal Reserve. This cannot happen. It absolutely will not happen. Now, I didn't open up the phone lines. I just let Fred slip in here. So please, folks, hold your calls. It's going to be one of these programs that I will replay in the future. Trust me on this one. There was an interview that was done. And this is really important, because here is one of the people that were in the inner circle. And let me dial this up real quickly here so I can get started on this. And why can I not find it? There it is. Okay, here we go. This was one of the guys that was recruited by the Illuminist. If you want to know who the Illuminati is, the New World Orders. Okay, the New World Orderites, the creme de la creme of the top that seek to control. This is the problem we have in this country, and my position has always been that's job one, getting rid of the private corporation that has sunk this country so far in debt we will never get out of it.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Dutch financier Ronald Bernard confirms the Illuminati is an annihilating force that hates your guts. It hates creation, it hates life, and it will do anything to destroy us completely. He also confirms that all secret services serve these little Satanists or who use child sacrifices to blackmail their members. Now, Irma Schiffers did an interview with Robert Bernard. And the video is actually posted on republicbroadcasting.org, but this was done in, I guess, in the Dutch language, whatever that is. At any rate, important excerpts from this was made available by Henry Mackow, that used to have a program on this network, if you all remember. He was the inventor of the game Scruples. Yeah. And guess what? He's Jewish. Here's a transcript of the interview. Excerpts, again, by Henry Mackow. This is courtesy of Dick Eastman. Thank you, Dick, for doing this. HenryMackow.com. Bernard starts off by saying, one of the things that I found out is about secret services. Now, you think they're there to serve and protect a people, country, etc., but they actually turn out to be criminal organizations. To be more precise, the system is so heavily so. We are talking about financing wars, creating wars, so basically creating a lot of misery in this world. So lots of conflict. And then I think to myself, if only people knew what the world is really like, Secret Services would stop at nothing. Nothing. But they also have their flows of money because they are trading in drugs or weapons or, for that matter, people. All that money has to go somewhere. Everything has to be financed. And Irma Schiffers asked the question. She said, you say if, but could you confirm that they are doing this, all of them? Bernard's response, all of them, yes. So the entire world as we think we know it is just an illusion we believe in, which is something you find out in this line of work, and where it all went wrong for me, to put it that way. Schiffers, yes, I feel the same way. All right, can you tell me the worst thing that has happened that caused the tipping point in your situation? Bernard responds this way. I was training to become a psychopath, and I failed. I didn't complete the training and didn't become a psychopath. My conscience came back, and the most difficult part for me was because I had such a great status there. I was successful. I was trusted with the people playing at this level. To put it carefully, most of these people followed a not very mainstream religion. So you have Catholics, Protestants, and all sorts of religions. These people, most of them, were Luciferians. And then you can say religion is a fairy tale. God doesn't exist. None of that is real. Well, for these people, it is the truth and reality. And they serve something immaterial that they called Lucifer. And I was also in contact with those circles, only I laughed at it because to me, they were just clients. So I went to places called Churches of Satan. He goes on to say, yes, in my opinion, the darkness and evil is within the people themselves. I didn't make the connection yet. So I was a guest in those circles, and it amused me greatly to see all those naked women and all those other things. It was a good life, and then at some point I was invited, which is why I'm telling you all this, to participate in sacrifices abroad. That was the breaking point, meaning the murder of children. He goes on to say, no, and then I started slowly to break down. I lived through quite a lot as a child myself, and the reality touched me deeply. Everything changed. But that is the world I found myself in. And I started to refuse assignments within my job. I could no longer do it, which made me a threat. For them, of course, I was no longer capable of functioning optimally. My performance started to shake, and I refused task. I had not participated. The purpose of this whole thing eventually is that world is that they have everybody in their pocket, and blackmailing me proved to be very hard. If I look back on it, they wanted to do that through these children, and that broke me. I will continue with this because he is going to reveal something, folks, that I've been saying for quite a long time. While all the alternate media is out there, oh, Sharia law, oh, the Muslims, they're dividing and conquering us as well. Well, not me, and certainly not this network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Schiffers then asked the question, is that you're not telling me something new, what they also do in politics? Bernard responds, if you Google this, you will find enough worldwide accounts to know this isn't a Walt Disney fairy tale. Unfortunately, the truth is that worldwide, they've been doing this for thousands of years. I once studied theology and even the Bible, and you'll find references to these practices with Israelites. The reason for the first 10 tribes were banished was because of these practices, these rituals with children, including the sacrifice of children. So this is pertinent. All this made me believe because I realized there's more to life than meets the eye. There's a whole invisible world. It is real. You really do talk about the dark force and a manifestation of a whole invisible world. It is real. You really do talk about the dark force and a manifestation of light. So I resorted to studying theology to make sense of it all. Schiffer says, that's scary because if you dig into that, you will find Tavistock Institute and Mind Control, MK Ultra, Monarch, and the like. Bernard responds, in those studies and discoveries, I found a document that they are claiming is, what he says, is bull capital S with a hit, of course. The Protocols of Zion. And nowadays, I recommend everyone read the whole of that incredibly boring document. Just work through it and read it through. Schiffers, we were talking about Zionism. Bernard, yes, of course. If you read the protocols of Zion and really study them and understand, then it's like reading the newspaper of daily life. How from their position of ultimate power, and ultimate it has literally become, but this is only because the people do not stand up for themselves. They don't recognize what reality is. And we have all been programmed. If you dare say you are against Zionism, then you are branded an anti-Semite. Then you are, they try to, the negative, you can say evil, the Luciferians and the Satanists, whatever you wish to call it, it is a real entity. I have found that it is what is written in the Bible, and not just the Bible, but you can find it in so many books. There really has been a moment of separation from the manifestation of light in which a group went their own way and are carrying out an intense hatred, anger. The people who understand the severity of this are but few, because this is an annihilating force that hates our guts. It hates creation. It hates life. And it will do anything to destroy us completely. And the way to do that is to divide humanity. Divide and conquer is their truth. Humanity is a manifestation of light. That is the true creation. As long as you divide them based on political parties, skin color, you name it, then you, from a Luciferian point of view, use that to suppress the full capacities of your enemy, their full power. They can't stand up for themselves, because if that were to happen, the Luciferians would lose. Then this monster, the greedy monster, would disappear. He says, unite, unite, come together, and the entire, capital S with a hit, story ceases to exist. That's how fast it could happen. But that's easy for me to say now, but then I was in a period of my life in which I was crumbling. Schiffer says, ask the question, can you tell us something specific about that? How did it happen? Because you were invited. Bernard responds, I started to refuse assignments. My conscience came back after the request involving children, and I started to refuse more and more. I had a conscience, and I couldn't function anymore. Broken. I couldn't do it anymore. I tried to work through it, keep up appearances. I didn't know how to get out of this. I was trapped as well. Everybody was trapped. This all led me to crash completely, eventually. My body just simply stopped. The first thing I saw was my mother crying in intensive care. He goes on to say, at that time, I didn't believe in anything. But I can still recall now, I saw from that corner, I was looking down upon myself. Schiffers, you had a near-death experience? Bernard responds, yes, I was a train wreck, complete wreck. I was completely burned out. I had crashed. The body needed a year to recover. Because I really don't want to get into it right now, but in those circles, I got tortured physically during my exit time. This was in order to make sure I would never break the contract of secrecy. So it was taken for a certain amount of time. I was, quote-unquote, treated. All those factors together just increased the stress I was experiencing, literally running full speed toward my own end. Schiffers asked the question, do you mean abductions, as we call it, or programming? Bernard responds, no. They expose me to certain types of torture that makes sure you will never damage anyone in that world. I didn't realize it back then, so this is all from hindsight. It did all happen that way, so the end of my first life was so extreme that I couldn't handle it anymore. I couldn't handle it anymore in no way. However, my mind power was so strong that it only happened with and to my own body. That was, well, I don't know what to do anymore. There were no options left for me. So that's why sometimes I think, of course, that it's not true. But wish I had, like so many of my colleagues, taken the drugs and the alcohol route, at least my end would have been more gentle. Because most of them are dead by now, even though I know there are more straw men walking around and there are a few still alive whom I knew back then. Most of them are already gone. Well, I was dead too, but I'm still here. Folks, in my head, I just keep running through the list. You know, these evil Islamic people. Really. You want to talk about a division. To war on a people that have never warred against us. I just haven't. And what you're basically seeing is the dregs of any society. They're going to crop up. But that's being used as, see, these evil Muslims, these Islamic, these extremists. Out of any culture, any society, you're going to have that fringe group that doesn't really adhere to anything. Living here in the United States, I had the opportunity for many years to come in contact with Arabs living in Dearborn, Michigan, one of the largest populations of Arab people. Never once did I have a problem. Never once did they ever have a problem with me. They were storekeepers, shopkeepers, business people. They loved living here. They loved it because they could make their business, they could make it work, they could make money, and they had freedom and liberty to boot. They didn't have an oppressive government with their foot on their necks. They enjoyed it. And the irony to this is up 39, up Southfield Freeway, going up into west of Detroit and into the other neighborhoods. One of the cities up there were mainly Jewish. You know what, folks? There was never any trouble. There was never any confrontations. They didn't argue with religion to each other because you know what? They were all Americans, and they were all living their lives. What's happening now is people are being intentionally divided. You know, case in point here, George Soros, multi-billionaire funding all these little leftist groups. When it finally got out, and it took George a while to pull his little tentacles back in, they're very bad at judging how fast the news really spreads. Heard anything lately out of Black Lives Matter? I don't think you're going to hear anything out of them anymore. Because you know what? That was all a prop. That was all a front by the media. Oh, it was real. George Soros was funding them. Absolutely. But what that man was doing was criminal. It was felonious. And could have been arrested and thrown in jail, tried and convicted. Could have been, but was not. But he's kind of backed off a little bit here. Because you know what? With the black people in this country, they were looking at Black Lives Matter and saying, I'm not a part of that. What the hell's wrong with you people? But the media presented it as if it was, it was nationwide. And I would dare to say that there was probably some things that were done by people shooting cops and whatever else by their own operatives. And we're not hearing about cops being mowed down, are we? Divide and conquer. This is why I will not tolerate on this program the asshats out there that say there are no good Jews, there's no good Muslims, there's no good Arabs, there's no good... Kill them all. You people need to stay away from this program, and you need to stay away from the network, because the only thing that you know is hate. The only thing you want is death. And you need to stay away, far away from me and this network as humanly possible, because I will not tolerate it. Ever. Not now, not ever. I can be, and I have been in the past, pretty influential. I have literally raised an army, and if necessary, we'll do it again. If necessary. But I want to ask you a very important question. Now, I don't need the phone calls from you people to call in and tell me what you've done or what you've said or whatever. This is a blanket and a broad statement to everyone. Remember how I opened up this program? I said that we outnumber them 1,000, 10,000, maybe even 100,000. Who the hell knows? But I can tell you this, there's not enough of us, and those that are out there have begun to cower. Remember a couple of years ago, I warned you against being politically correct because all this was being brought up. Well, if you say this and you do that, well, you got to be anti-Semitic or you've got to be a hater or you've got to be this, you've got to be that. You know, don't resist us. Open up your mouth. You're going to be clumped in with that. And what did most people do? They started to silence themselves. Folks, this is not a game. You don't get a mulligan or a do-over. If we screw this up in the restoration of this country, we'll never have another opportunity to do it. And I'm sitting here right now, and I'm talking to you. If you've been one of those people that have cowered, that have stood down, I just want you to take another look at your children. And I want you to use a little bit of your imagination. It's not a big stretch here. I want you to use a little bit of your imagination of what this country is going to be in another generation. And a generation is defined by 25 years. What do you think this country is going to look like in 25 years? This is when your children are going to be old enough and be married and want to have their own children. What are we going to leave them? An impossible task. We're already getting their chains ready for their enslavement if we do not stand up and stop this. And folks, I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here, for all of what I've said on air in the past quarter century, I am telling you this. If you do not stand up, if you do not speak out, if you don't even have the capability of saying no, and I want you to look at your kids. Maybe they're grown. Maybe they're out of the house. Maybe they're in college right now. Maybe they just got married. Maybe they're expecting. I want you to sit down and do an honest-to-God analysis of the state that we're in right now. And I want you to sit there and lie to yourself to tell them and tell yourself that that generation is going to be better off than we are right now. And if you can do that, then you're a damn liar. No, Frank, I'm not talking about you. Jeez, did he actually call in and ask that? Is he on the phone? Put him on the air. Frank, have you lost your mind?
Oh, I mean, I couldn't tell, but
what?
I've never said to kill all the Jews.
Who the hell said that you? Wait a minute! Whoa, stop here, pal. Who the hell said that you did?
Well, I know there are people. It sounded like maybe you were characterizing guys like me as to falling into the trap of divide and conquer.
Well, I don't. That's a question.
I actually disagree, Frank, with everything you're saying.
Frank, why are you being so defensive? Why are you taking this so personally?
No, I disagree with everything you're saying. I think you're full of crap.
Wow, Frank, that's pretty profound.
Well, I mean, I can back up what I say. Who's going to be leading the charge to quash that representative Kippurch or whatever her name is? Who I think she's great, by the way. I would love to see her run for president. Who's going to be the leading the charge to quash that bill that she's putting out there and her run for any kind of further political office? It's going to be the Jews. You're right. It's not going to be the Arabs.
Okay, so what are we in disagreement here about, Frank?
The problem is I don't have a problem with the Muslims. I don't hate black people. The thing is, though, when you allow enough of them in here and they get comfortable, they're going to want to go back to, I think, their old ways. And you're going to have the radical ones take over, and it just doesn't mix. It's like oil and water. It just doesn't mix. It is, what do we get out of it?
And wait a minute here, Frank. Nobody is saying that what needs to be done. This is what you're thinking in your own head. This is not what I am saying. I'll tell you what, just hang on here a second, Frank. I think you're the best example to bounce this stuff off of. We'll be back.
What goes up must come down.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Somewhere, I know I'll find you somehow, and somehow I'll return again to you.
All right, we are back. Frank, I'm going to try to be as kind as I possibly can. Now I realize why you called in, because you thought I was personally talking about you. Well, I am not. And when I said I am not going to accommodate people that want to say that they want to kill all the Jews or kill all the, you know, the blacks or whatever else, I was not specifically even referring to you. You didn't even enter into my mind.
Well, I don't hear too many people calling into RBN radio shows putting forth that opinion. So I just wonder.
Well, there seems to be a lot of people, that, and you know them, and I know them as well, or know of them, that seem to have that attitude. Now, that was a warning to them. And if you're not part of them, then what the hell do you have to worry about?
Well, I mean, you're not speaking about someone like Dr. David Duke, are you?
I was speaking in general, Frank.
Okay.
Oh. All right?
I just don't believe there's ever going to be this kumbaya thing where we all get along. I think we need to be separate. I think that's the way it was meant to be. I think the people who hate all of us are want to put us all together.
Well, and I'll tell you, let me give you a prime example of how well the divide and conquer program has worked. The blacks in this country, they've been here for hundreds of years. The time that they started to make inroads in entertainment and education, that's when things started to change. They were looking for a division, and they certainly found one. Then they convinced black people in this country that, you know what? You need to be calling yourself an African-American. Split and division. Then you have people with money bags out there, like George Soros, funding the Black Lives Matter. What I have seen, and I live here in Central Texas, and there's a fair amount of blacks that live around my neighborhood, and I talk with them on a regular basis. Every last one of them told me this Black Lives Matter thing, that's crazy. We're having nothing to do with that. And the reason is because they have assimilated into the culture and society in this country. Now, you want to go to a different world? Go to the inner cities. It's truly a jungle. It's man eat man, boy eat boy. It is the most disgusting waste of humankind that I've ever seen in my life.
On a one-on-one basis, I can get along fine with most blacks. Some of them I even admire and like, but the bottom line is 90%+ of them are always going to vote against my interests. They're going to vote against the Constitution. They're going to vote against freedom.
All right. Well, then sounds to me like you've set yourself on a path of education since you're able to talk to every one of them.
Well, I mean, that's just a fact. My mom thinks she'll be struck by lightning if she says a word in criticism against Israel or the Jews.
Well, you know what? And your mother has to deal with her own frailties and faults.
That's terrorism. They've terrorized this nation.
All right. Frank, anything else?
I could go on forever.
I'm sure you could, Frank. But no, I was not talking about you. All right. Charlie in Los Angeles. Hello, Charles.
Yeah, John. Yeah, John.
Yeah.
Anyways, I thought for sure you were talking about Frank, but that was a joke.
Ah.
Just kidding. Anyways, look it. These people have killed their way to the top, and Frank's right. Kumbaya is not going to work, so I don't know anybody who says
Wait. What do you think I'm talking about here?
You were talking about people that would call in and say, kill all the Jews. And I don't think anybody's called into RBN and said that.
Oh, you haven't been listening.
Maybe they have. I mean,
you haven't been listening long enough. I've been doing this for 25
years. That's not a good idea.
Hey, Charlie, I've been doing this for 25 years, and trust me, there were people that tried to wheedle their way into this network that wanted to do exactly that and have said that on these airwaves.
Yeah, but I mean, like, okay.
All right, hold on a second. I got to take top of the hour break. Hold on.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.